USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration. We have a new Masters golf champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The cruise line industry being shut down from the pandemic not only hurts workers, it hurts tourist-dependent communities. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, the season is canceled. We're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order.
Nearly 30 million people took a cruise between 2009 and 2019. There are 314 cruise ships operating worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Rain washed out Saturday night's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway, forcing a same-day doubleheader Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. takes the win.
Interesting how it all played out there. You know, I thought throughout the day we were, you know, third to fifth place car in there. And then at one point we, you know, middle of the race, we got off a little bit and was probably sixth or seventh place car. So it was kind of a weird day, but, you know, just proud of the guys for working hard on it. You know, we, they did a great job, and, you know, that last pit stop, we were able to get us the lead and couldn't quite hold off the 11 on that restart. He was really fast firing off and, you know, just try to stay with him and take care of my car. I knew there was enough laps left that, you know, tire wear in the long run was going to come into play. And, you know, he started getting tight. My car was getting better and better, and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. So really happy. And, you know, for whatever reason, our car really turned on when the lights went down. And it's always good when a plan comes together and it works out the way you hoped it would.
We have a new Masters golf champion. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hideki Matsuyama captured the green jacket, hanging on to win the Masters. Matsuyama built a four-stroke lead coming into Sunday's final round, shooting one over on Sunday to finish the weekend at 10 under par. Will Zalatoris finished second at 9 under. Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third at 7 under. The win is Matsuyama's first major championship and his first tournament win in nearly 4 years. He also becomes the first Japanese man to capture one of golf's major tournaments.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.